Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, good afternoon. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Live Deliverance, Internet Radio Ministries.com. Who Satan is, what is he doing? Part three. We want to thank all of you who are listening to us here today. And let us start in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. How God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Lord, use me as your oracle. Allow the power of the Holy Spirit to speak through me. We take authority over Satan and every demonic spirit that will try to block this teaching. We come up against every demonic force in the name of Jesus, and we repel it back to the sender. Lord, your word says, resist the devil and he shall flee, James 4:7. We resist you. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending about the body of Moses, thus not bringing a railing accusation, said, Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And we pray that everyone who hear this be blessed tonight, where they can fight and know who the enemy is and use their energy that God has given them through the Holy Spirit to get their victory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're talking about who Satan is and what he's doing. This is part three of this teaching. The devil is doing a lot that a lot of people don't recognize. You know, I've been a deliverance minister for 14 and a half years now. And since I've been in this ministry, I've come to a conclusion that Christians just don't know the Bible. They hear the word Satan, but they don't recognize him as an adversary that's trying to accuse them every day before God. I do not hear any sermons at all about Satan, who he is, what is he doing. And this is why I come up against so much attack and receiving income. This is our telethon. If it wasn't for our regular supporters, we have very few of those, we wouldn't be on air. And the enemy do anything that he can to choke out the truth. So if he cannot be known, he's done his job. If Satan cannot be known amongst Christians, he's very successful. He definitely likes churches that does not employ the ministry of deliverance. He can really do a lot of performing up in there, bring some scriptures to the hearer that can pervert it and make them believe that they got to invest in God, otherwise they won't get no money back. He can do a lot of things in a church that does not have the ministry of deliverance. When ordinary people become murderers in, 3 to 2 years, and they call it being demonized. They call it being radicalized. That's being demonized. And a lot of people don't see that that's going on. There are many doctrines of devils that even Christians themselves have gotten themselves into that is part of Satan. I had a Christian, he told me that Stonewall Jackson was a good man. James Jones. Stonewall Jackson is a good man. And now he wants demands for me to be friends and not say his name on the internet. I got a right of free speech. That's Satan behind that. He put Trump in office. Took him 7 years for me to call him every day to get on him and tell him, look, this is wrong. And you got a lot of Christians being used by Satan. And when you get involved with politics, there ain't nothing but the devil. Anytime you get involved and dedicate yourself to politics, look what happened to Shannon Davis, Omega Man Radio. Satan used him. He was on the bandwagon for Trump. He called me a month ago and asked me to come back on his radio station. I told him, I need to come on your radio station because I told you that Trump was not a born-again Christian. You got evangelical Christians. They don't represent me. Evangelical. That's the majority of Christians in the United States supporting this idiot. You don't think that that's demons that's behind that, where Christians don't even want to recognize the truth and try to turn the truth into a lie? Yet this same guy told me that, no, I didn't say that. I said that I watched it from the director's movie, and he wanted to ease in it. And then last time he told me, in order for me and you to be friends, you can't tell nobody what I said about Stonewall Jackson, what I'm going to tell, because I don't need his friendship. Friendship with the world is the enemy of God. And if you love the world, you're not a Christian, or just as close to Satan as Satan can get. Anytime a Christian loves the world, friendship with the world is an enemy. That's right, between you and God. And it is so sad that I have seen so many Christians go down this tube being deceived by Satan through politics. Man, I mean, I see it all the time. And now the ones who I was talking to 4, 5, 7 years ago, trying to act like they never had nothing to do with it. Boy, I tell you, this is nothing but the devil. The Bible says in James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is an enemy with God? Whosoever will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And there are a lot of Christians that's the enemy of God because they love the world. And you can't like the world. Satan is behind politics. Satan is behind mass murders, abortions. He's behind anything that is contrary to God's word. Family prayers, not even political in the body of Christ, where people don't even pray together no more. The families now separate themselves and put the children in their rooms where they can go watch PlayStation 4, get on the web, and get sequestered to all types of demons. Christians are not aware of Satan, that he can use the internet. He can use the TV tube. He can use the music to influence you subconsciously. If you take the Beatles music and say 333 and put it in reverse, you hear 666 on all their recordings on Lamo Records. Put an LP on and go backwards, you hear it. You see a lot of musicians. We have a rap artist, Kanye West, who's definitely anti-Jew. Now, here's an African-American anti-Jew. Do you see how Satan can influence people when you don't have any knowledge about him? So what I'm about to do to attempt is to give you some knowledge about Satan, because you really need to know who this dude is. We said this in two sermons. This is the last segment of this teaching on Satan and what he's doing. His first name is also called Lucifer. And please, I'm going to take my time because this is a seminar, a deliverance seminar. We're also running a telethon so that we can raise money to at least get some goals done. And it's sad that I don't have a lot of people that sow here. There are a lot of people listening, they don't sow nothing. Don't be stingy, because you can hinder me. If you've been learning something under this ministry, bless those who've taught you. If you don't learn nothing from here, then you don't have to sow here, but sow something. It's sad knowing this is a free for everybody. I still have to pay for this, and people don't recognize that. They think because it's not a building, it's okay. But I have bills, light, internet bills. I can't even get a search engine, which is $487 a month alone, to let everybody know about this radio station. So income is very important, and Satan does everything he can to really block it from coming here. And I have to do a lot of praying to get income to come through. His name is Lucifer. Write this down. This is in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 14. His name is Lucifer. The five eyes of what he was going to do toward God is in here. This is why Jesus said, behold, I beheld Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And we said that in our previous broadcast concerning this topic. Also, his name is Beelzebub, which is in Matthew chapter 10, verse 25. Write that down. And also Matthew 12, verse 24. Write that down. His name is also Devil and Satan in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. We are a teaching ministry. We give you scriptures to write down. I don't do a lot of talking. Teach, scripture. That's how you live. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So I'm giving you the word out of the mouth of God. So you can go study this yourself. Study that self-approval. A workman who not need to be ashamed, but rightly correcting the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. We're a word church, a scriptural reference church. We are a scriptural reference ministry. Again, devil and Satan, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Belial, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15. This down, adversary, 1 Peter 5:8. The Bible says 8:9, be sober. You can't afford to be not sober to deal with the devil because he has many devices. The devil has many devices, the Bible says. Adversary, 1 Peter 5:8-9. He's considered dragon in the book of Revelations, chapter 12, verse 3 to 12. Again, he's considered the dragon in Revelations, chapter 12, verse 3 through 12. Also, Revelations 13, 1 through 4. Also, Revelations chapter 20, verse 1 through 3. He's considered the serpent in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. He's considered the god of this world. Satan is the god of this world. This is why the Lord tells us in 1 John 4:4, be in the world, but be not of the world. Because if you're an enemy to God, you have friendship with the world. I don't support nothing worldly. Nothing worldly. And I'm asking for a fast for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Anytime you want to, anybody would like to join us, we are fasting to keep Donald Trump out of office so we can save our country. The minority of this nation, that's the majority of this nation that's become a minority, feels it. This is why they're doing this. This is their last pitch and hope to save white supremacy in America, and we have to crush it by not putting this guy in office. So these are spirits that's involved. These are satanic spirits in America that's infiltrating our political system, our culture, and our churches. Yet nobody knows about any of the names of Satan. I went to a church one time and taught on this topic, and it was so quiet you couldn't hear a pin drop. Why is that? Well, you teach against the enemy, you're going to come under attack. That's why I'm covered by the blood. My life is hidden in him in Colossians 3:3. Our lives must be hidden in Christ so that we can defeat Satan. Satan only defeats us when we give him the opportunity to, through ignorance, not understanding, lack of spiritual warfare, lack of spiritual understanding, doubt, skepticism, unbelief, bitterness, resentment, schizophrenia, multiple personality disorders, MPDM, PTSD. Demons use all these so-called problems that people are recognizing the physical and the medical world, also to the spiritual realm, which are demons. He is also again called adversary, 1 Peter 5:8, dragon, Revelations chapter 12, 3 through 12, I said that. Also Revelations chapter 13, 1 through 4, I said that. And Revelations chapter 20, 1 through 3. He's also called the serpent, again, 2 Corinthians 11:3, god of this world, again, 2 Corinthians 4:4, prince of this world. He's the prince of this world. Write this down, John chapter 12, verse 31. He controls all powers of the principalities of the air in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 3. This is when Christians become disobedient to the Lord. These principalities attack Christians then in the heavens to keep you from knowing Christ and to tempt you, James 1:14, 15, and 16. They want to tempt you and entice you. The devil always wants to entice us to do something. And we have to recognize that. But if it hasn't been taught in the body of Christ, how would you recognize that you have an enemy? White people, black people, purple, brown, orange, pink, whatever color they are not your enemy. Satan, that uses the race of any people, is your enemy. Satan has used the race of the Caucasian race. Not all Caucasians are being oppressed or being possessed by Satan, but he used different races. He used the race of black people to enslave Jewish people in the days when blacks was oppressing blacks. Ethiopians, Egyptians, and Jewish, they're dark-complected people. Satan used the Ku Klux Klan. Satan uses Donald Trump very well. He's a liar. There's no truth in him. And the Bible said, you're of your father, the devil. And he was a liar from the beginning. Anytime that you see people with multiple lies, constantly lie, they're the child of the devil. He's the accuser of the brethren. He tries to accuse us day and night. Of course, he doesn't have access to heaven like he used to have, which is in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. The Bible also explains to us in the scriptures that he's considered the enemy. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 39, again, Satan is considered the enemy. Matthew 13, 39, Satan is considered the enemy. Matthew 13, verse 39. I'd like for you to write this stuff down so you can keep it. Amen. He's also the enemy, the tempter, Matthew 4, 3. He's also considered the wicked one, Matthew chapter 13, verse 9. The wicked one, Matthew 13, verse 9. The wicked one. Also, Matthew 13, 9 and Matthew and 1 John 5, 18. He's called a fowler, F-O-W-L-E-R, in Psalms chapter 91, verse 3. Again, fowler, F-O-W-L-E-R, Psalms chapter 91, verse 3. Wolf, John chapter 10, verse 12. Wolf, John chapter 10, verse 12. Destroyer, John 10:10, and also thief. And what does he do? Kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to destroy any human being on earth. Each time he destroys a human being, he feels that he's inflicting pain and suffering upon God. He's considered the destroyer, also in John 10:10. A roaring lion in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 through 9. A thief definitely steals things from people. You know, when someone's breaking in your house and you don't know how they're breaking in, and once you find the access of them getting in your house, you can eliminate that. It's the same thing with Satan. Satan steals a lot of people's peace, their joy, their happiness, their patience. And what the devil does is pull anything he can out of you in the soulless realm so you can get emotional. And once the emotional part of our self, we are threefold being, we are body, mind, soul, spirit, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. We have a body, we have a mind, we have a soul, that's our feelings, we have a spirit, that's what's the ones that save. The spirit that gets saved, not the soul. So this is where the conflict comes from, with the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. Tell you thoughts and tell you things that God's not going to love you. You're not going to have a husband. Look at you now. Look what condition you're in. He's going to constantly bring these voices and thou shalt think an evil thought, Ezekiel 38:10. And when you bring these evil thoughts to come to yourself, you have to cast that down. And you have to rebuke it in the name of Jesus and cast it down. Cast down all imaginations, because this is how he attacks us. Father of lies, John 8:44. A murderer, John 8:44. Sore of discord, Matthew chapter 13, verse 39. Again, Matthew chapter 13, verse 39. He was created by God in Ezekiel 28. He was created by God in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 8. Amen. All right. We're going to pick back up tonight, and we're going to put this section back on tonight at 8 o'clock, and we're going to go into the armor of God, what you need to armor yourself up against Satan. Please sow a seed. This is our telethon. We're going to be coming in and out all day today so I can get some rest, come back in, get some rest, come back in. Come join us here at www.livedeliverance.com. Sow a seed on the lower left-hand side of the PayPal icon to keep us on air. And there's a lot of things that we would like to do. We just don't have the funding, and we believe in it. That will be changed. As I tell the audience, I'm looking for some donors that can really sow some seeds. And I pray that if any of you out there, that God will move upon you. And if you can't sow whatever you can, I pray that God will move upon you to do that. And we have to aggressively come in the realm of prayer to bring our income in, because we're constantly coming up against the enemy all the time. Every time we teach, we're dealing with something about the enemy, Satan as our enemy. And I try to do as best I can to explain that to you. And I pray to God that you would understand that I'm not dealing with a person. We're dealing with a person without a personality. We're dealing with demons, fallen angels. That is what's destroying our society. And we can reverse that through the power of prayer and fasting and spiritual warfare. Again, go to www.livedeliverance.com on the lower left hand of the icon, and you can sow a seed to keep us on air. God bless and shalom.
class 89, baby. And I'm about to rip in my forehead. I've had my license off since I didn't make a skin around this.
Protect your portfolio drugs from holiday mayhem with a Walmart protection plan by Allstate.
You guys toasted baguettes are included with fresh meat. Right? Freshly prepared for making the meats.